going to do about that?
Right, Fiona, come back before 8 o'clock. We'll take a look at what's happening on the inside pages, as we always do. It's BBC Radio Merseyside Breakfast. Right, I'm going to the dogs.
95.8 FM.
BBC Radio Merseyside.
I was going to say summer's here, but forget that. Usually it's the time of the year when we try to wind down a little bit, relax and just take it nice and easy. But for some people, summer is a time spent taking care of others. Now, throughout the summer on the show, we're going to be looking at the people who dedicate their time to looking after our four-legged friends and other little fairy creatures as well. I went all hedgehogs, didn't I, on Friday? Today, I had a lovely, lovely afternoon yesterday afternoon. I went along to the Retired Greyhound Trust in Widnes to find out how they take care of the old-timers when they get too old for the track. And I had a lovely time. Spoke to Graham, spoke to a few of the volunteers. I had a bit of a race with the greyhounds. Anyway, this is how it all went. Graham, nice to talk to you. I don't know what I was expecting today, but this looks like a lovely place for these fine animals. Is it a greyhound refuge? Explain what it is.
It's a commercial boarding kennels, basically, and the charity rents kennel space. And at the moment, we have 14 greyhounds in here at the moment. Staff do the day-to-day looking after the greyhounds, but it's the charity volunteers who come down to look after the dogs' exercise.
And how big a problem is it? I mean, you say you've got 14 at the moment. Is that a low number? Is that a high number? Does it vary?
It does vary. There's over 10,000 greyhounds retire from racing every year.
And where do they come from? Do they come from all over?
Racing industry. But we do get them from other places, like the RSPCA or the Dogs Trust.
It's easy for a member of the public to think greyhounds, once they finish racing, that's it, they're discarded, nobody cares about them anymore. It's not like that, is it? Please tell me it's not like
that. It's not like that, no. I mean, the welfare for the greyhound is a lot better now than it used to be when I first started. There's more charities involved. Plus, the public are more aware what a great pet a greyhound makes.
I always worry, though, about greyhounds becoming pets because, again, not being educated in greyhound racing, rearing greyhounds, looking after them. Anybody who doesn't know that would simply think, if I have a greyhound as a pet, as soon as I let it off the lead, it's away.
Well, that is true to a certain aspect, but what we say to people, because that's a question we get asked, can I let my greyhound off the lead? I would say yes, but eventually. You need 3 to 4 months to build the bond. One day you want to find a nice beach, let the dog off the lead, and see what happens.
Can I bob in and have a look? Will that be okay?
Yeah,
do I need a lead or will I be
no,
all right?
No, just...
Hello, you can't come out. Don't you go running off, mate. Come on. Oh, that's lovely. Oh, hello. Hello. Who's that? Are you having a sniff? Whoa, whoa, whoa. Nearly grabbed the mic there. You're not having that. You can't run away with a mic. Oh, that's it now. See, it's got the fluffy bit on the top. Hey, Magic, what are you doing? Can you smell my dog? Is that what it is? Nearly away with the mic. Yeah, there's the ball, look. There you go. How are you, Carol?
I'm well, thanks.
Now, at any moment now, we could have our microphone stolen by one of the greyhounds because they think
like
it's a fluffy toy. Yeah, yeah. How long have you been involved with the greyhound?
Just for a couple of months now. I love it. Beautiful dogs. They're very calm and don't need a lot of exercise, contrary to popular belief. They're more like cats. They like to sleep about 20 hours a day.
Because they're built for speed, aren't they?
Right.
They've got no stamina at all.
30-second burst and they're done.
Yeah. I know the feeling. Hi, Andy. Who have you got there?
This is Bugs, big soft dog, just wants a lot of fuss. They're absolutely brilliant going in a car. They're very loving dogs and really, like a lot of people, think they need a lot of exercise, but they don't.
They're really happy though, aren't they? You know, this is like playtime, isn't it?
Well, it's like kids in a playground, isn't it? You know, because like this place, we can tell the personalities and everything, you know.
So the kids in the playground, is that you or the dogs?
Us. We're all big kids, us lot.
Now, I used to be quite pacey in my time. I was a bit of a left winger.
You
know, I still think I've got a little bit of speed.
Right, okay.
Pitch me against one of your best. Let's see how we do.
Oh, I doubt. I mean, these can get up to 40 mile an hour, you know what I mean?
Yeah, but you've got to give me a bit of a head start. Right. Okay, count me in.
3, 2, 1.
Go! Let's go! I beat the greyhound! Hi, Sam.
Hello.
Big day for you.
Very big day, yeah. The family are just coming to meet our greyhound again. We chose her about a week ago. We're off on holiday for a couple of weeks, so we'll be bobbing back together as soon as we get back from Mallorca.
OK, so you've timed this really well. You've got your greyhound, and then you're going off on holiday.
That's right, we've chosen her. We've chosen her so that we can pick her up the day after we get back. We've got everything ready. Graham's been guiding us what to get her. We've actually got a sofa and a nice dog bed.
Are you jealous? You will be.
We've already got her in the raincoat here. We bought a lovely raincoat, purple raincoat.
She looks great. You look lovely, don't you? So, of course, this holiday you've been looking forward to for the whole of the 2 weeks. Can't wait to get back to get the dog.
Absolutely.
Can't wait to get back to get the
Absolutely.
Dog.
Absolutely. Well, we've never had a dog before as well, so it's even more special.
Do you know what? It is one of the best things you will ever do.
And I recommend getting a greyhound to all those people out there. Come and talk to Graham. He's fantastic. He'll give you lots of information and, you know, and even support you once you've got your greyhound as well.
Big round of applause for Graham then. We had all the dogs going there as well. That was a really, really lovely afternoon, and spoke to a family there at the end who just picked their greyhound, but we're going on holiday. And as I said, what's it going to be like now for the next 2 weeks? Holiday in Mallorca's great, Mum, but I can't wait to get back and see the new dog. And they were lovely. They really were. Lovely faces. It's 7:31. Let's get the latest news headlines now. Jess Robbins.
Thanks, Tony. Good morning.